Morning, Ed. Are you well?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. When do you make the trip down to Melbourne? And is Dewis down here as yet?
Yeah, she made it down on Monday morning. She had a spin around Flemington on Tuesday morning and made her way to Altona on Wednesday morning. And she's just had a nice morning today. I was down there on Tuesday to see her work, and I'll be back tomorrow.
She's an old hand at travelling now. Does she enjoy it when she does the travelling, gets out of her normal environment?
She does, yeah. It stimulates her, and, you know, she's obviously got a good record heading down to Melbourne.
It's a race where we expect her to get back to what we've seen her do last time. 2,000 metres at Flemington. We're going to get a good track, a decent track for her on Saturday. Is this a mini D-Day in your mind? You want to see her, despite all the little hiccups that she's had this time in, really perform on Saturday?
Yeah, look, for sure. We always want to see her perform well. And to be fair, I think she's performed well at both of her starts this prep. You know, I think the George Main was a bit of a, you know, rule of line through it, based on the fact that they went so slow. And whilst the Memsie was always going to be short of the best, she had, you know, one of the fastest last furlongs of the whole entire meeting. So I think we're in good stead. I know she pulled up a bit ouchy out of the George Main, but she's fine in front. She had a bit of a sore back after the race, based on, I think, the shifting nature of that track. But that seems to be clearing up for her. Her coat's improved. It's not 100% sort of come out as yet, but that's all sort of just part of how she is in spring typically, and the fact that we've come out of an awful winter and probably an elongated winter. You know, August and September were still quite cold and wet and windy. So I think a lot of horses, particularly in Sydney, getting down to Melbourne, will start to feel a lot better with some better weather, hopefully around the corner.
That was the one little concern out of the George Main, wasn't it? Because I know Josh Parr, he almost eased her down that last 50 when he felt something wasn't quite right. So how minor was that little hiccup out of the race?
Oh, look, she trotted up fine the next day, but she was tender over the back. You know, it's just one of those things, and it's not uncommon, particularly for stays. She's not the biggest, most robust horse as well. So, you know, it's important for those sort of finer staying types that everything sort of feels good before they're asked to give, you know, their full effort. I think it's probably worth mentioning too, you know, she ran the third fastest last 600 being pulled up the last 100 metres or, you know, maybe a bit less. So I think that only adds further merit to the effort.
So what do you do with a horse that might have a little bit of an issue with their back in between runs? Is it acupuncture? Is it a manipulation type thing, or is it just a bit of rest?
Look, it's a combination of a lot of different things. You know, anti-inflammatories, obviously, just to take the sting out, and then physiotherapy, lots of ice, you know, just like you after a long run, Mike.
It's been a while since that's happened. Is that something that's just normal wear and tear for most horses, or has she had an issue in that area before?
No, she's never had an issue there in the past. She's a typical sort of five-year-old mare. She gets a bit shirty and sensitive with you when you run the curry comb over her flank, and she's pretty sharp with her feet. So, you know, I think that they're all you know, flesh and blood at the end of the day, right? You've just got to deal with them every day as you see them, as they've performed, and as they're building up through a preparation designed to peak or to have them in the right shape at the right time. You know, there's no point in my mind with a horse that's clearly a 2,000 metre plus horse, you know, trying to work them into some sort of form over 1,400 and 1,600 when it doesn't even matter. You know, I say that with the understanding that it doesn't matter that she wins over a mile, because we know that her best is going to be at 2,000 metres plus, and the best races for her this preparation are going to be at 2,000 metres plus.
Your transparency, and everyone in racing's transparency, has been so great. And we had that issue with the heart irregularity
atrial fibrillation
before that first run. And you told us then that you continue to test her with all her pieces of work. There's never been anything since that one little hiccup before that, what was meant to be a first start of the campaign.
Yeah, no, nothing's come up on that front, touch wood, since then, and hopefully, you know, it shouldn't rear its head again. You know, I sort of put it down to moments in her preparation. The two times that it's happened have been during moments of her preparation where she's been on the fresh side. Mm. You know, first up this preparation, she was feeling very well. And then the one time that it happened prior was between, you know, during a 7-week break between runs going into the Queensland Oaks. And she's recovered both times, and I think she's performed admirably. You know, on one occasion she won a Group 1, and on the second she went into a Menzies over a shortish distance. And like I said, you know, she ran a bottler from an impossible position out the back of the field.
So the figures and the sectionals are pointing to the fact that she's going just as well as she was when she was so dominant in Australian Cup and a Tancred. Are you expecting her to go close on Saturday?
I'm expecting her to go close on the basis that she's come on from the run the other day. She, despite not being quite there in the coat, and that I think is a very good indicator for her, you know, she probably doesn't even need to run up to the very best of her Australian Cup win in order to be very competitive and a winning, strong winning chance on Saturday. So whilst I expect there to be plenty of improvement to come out of the run on Saturday, it certainly wouldn't shock me to see her win.
Have you made a decision in your mind post-Saturday whether she would be a Caulfield Cup contender or go through a Cox Plate to a Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, right. So the Caulfield Cup comes up first, and naturally our leaning is going to be towards that race. But if anything changes with regards to her or to the weather, if the track, you know, doesn't look like it's going to suit her and we're not happy with it, you know, then we could just as easily change course. But at this stage, there is a leaning towards the Caulfield Cup, given that it's the first race to come up after the Turnbull.
If she wins a cup, a Caulfield Cup, can she win a Melbourne Cup, maybe getting half a kilo or a kilo more, 56 and a half?
Well, I certainly don't see why not. You know, everyone keeps pointing out that it's not a vintage year and all those sorts of things. You know, I think she's very well treated at the weights already. You know, if you consider her weight by comparison to an improving but untested or you know, non-Group 1 winning 3-year-old out of Europe, that doesn't have the maturity or the experience that she does, you know, then I think that we're in pretty good shape. You said to me, you know, she's, based on previous years, she'll probably get an extra half a kilo or something like that for possibly winning a Caulfield Cup, then I'd be comfortable with that going into a Melbourne Cup where she's clearly going to be in form and looking for more ground at that stage. So, you know, look, obviously there's a lot of information yet to come through based on all of those possibilities. But at this stage, as far as what's the easiest race for her to win, I would say the Caulfield Cup is right at the top of the pecking order. The Cox Plate is clearly very competitive this year. And I think if she stays, and I genuinely believe that she will, then the Melbourne Cup, you know, looks like a made-to-order sort of race for her too.
There was some talk earlier in the campaign that even if she came through the Melbourne Cup, well, you could look at a Japan Cup. Is that something that is a realistic option?
I think, it's realistic in the sense that, you know, it's there, the timing is right. If she's in form and runs well in a Melbourne Cup, you know, there's a massive carrot there for her, given that she won the Tancred earlier in the year. There's a bonus structure for horses winning certain races internationally. They want international competition by virtue of having won the Tancred. If she was to win the Japan Cup, you know, I think she's in line for something like a $5 million bonus, you know. So, again, that doesn't take into account the logistics of it. I think at this stage, as my understanding has it, there are difficulties around getting to Japan. But they're only discussions that we'll have after we're satisfied that she's in the sort of shape required to be competitive in a race like that and make our time worthwhile.
Let's hope the Japanese are more welcoming than the French. So.
I'm sure they will be.
Are you enjoying the build-up? The most talked about leading contender from an Australian perspective in our biggest races, the Caulfield Melbourne Cup?
Listen, I think I'm very lucky that I've got a horse that's, you know, she put her hand up in the autumn to be effectively, you know, the next best stayer in the country. You know, there's nothing in this preparation that sort of dissuaded me from that. And if anything, I think, you know, the preparation and she, by some degree, has sort of taken care of herself too, so that she's going to be in the right shape at the right time. You know, we're just trying to take care of her and bring her on, you know, slowly but surely, and build her up in the way that, you know, that suits her. You know, and the form that she's got at this stage sort of all plays into the way that this preparation is playing out too. So there is some consistency, some surety in the way that she's shaping up. So I'm very lucky to have a horse that's naturally gifted, naturally fit and athletic, and also naturally fast. You know, but my job, I think, like I've said in the past, is about keeping her happy, getting her in the right frame of mind predominantly, and then doing all the things that every stable would do, which is, you know, bringing the coat out, feeding her well, making sure she's, you know, worked on a regular basis and does all the right things and ticks all the right boxes. You know, it's not rocket science, but there is an art to, I think, identifying problems and trying to circumnavigate them as often as you possibly can. And I think the attrition rate in the spring has probably highlighted a number of different scenarios where, you know, horses can go astray even when it doesn't look likely. So, you know, we're still here. We're still on target. We've got a horse that's more than capable. And, you know, yes, we're very lucky, but we're taking it very seriously.
Well, Ed, we can't wait to see you and DOS back in action at headquarters, which may well be a little snapshot of what's to come in a little over a month's time as well.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
When we get back there. Ed Cummings, the trainer of DOS. He sounds pretty confident. It's time to strike for DOS in the Turnbull Stakes. We'll talk more about the Turnbull field with Matt Stewart after 9.